see that everything runs smooth in the compound.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in charge of the cars, the swimming pool, the grounds. You know, and so I was basically, you know, the only one in charge when they were away too. So.
Okay. He's not here much though.
You know, he has several houses. So.
Right. Did you stay on property?
Yes, I did.
Okay. In the guest house section?
Yes.
Okay.
Guest house.
Okay. Which is the house just next to the
exactly
the kitchen door.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Right outside.
Very good description. Yes.
Okay. During your time of employment there, what was your relationship with Mr. Epstein like?
Well, he mostly wanted to be alone, and that's an important matter. So sometimes I will have to call New York to his secretary to call his personal assistant so I can talk to him, because we were not supposed to go to the second floor when he was there most of the time.
Okay. All right. So if he was in residence and he was in his room in the master bedroom,
yes,
and you needed to speak to him, you couldn't?
No, I couldn't. Okay. No, that was out of the question for all of us. For, you know, there were four people at the time helping me and running the compound.
Who was the four people that were helping?
Okay. He will be most of the days, but you know, when he left, they weren't supposed to be there, you know.
Okay. So who would you call in New York to get a hold of? That's his secretary.
That's his secretary.
In New York,
yes. 354 Madison Avenue, I think is the address.
Okay. And then she would call his assistant?
I guess that was. And that's her personal assistant.
Okay. Describe for me if you can.
Very young, beautiful. I think she was born in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Very spirited. Beautiful girl. Inside and out.
Okay. How old would you say she is?
I would be, I think, 24, 23, something like that.
Okay. And then she would in turn tell Mr. Epstein that
yeah,
you'd see him and...
Exactly. We wouldn't bother him unless, like, you know, it was a real, you know, but he will get, not angry, but I mean, he wouldn't like any of us going upstairs. And when we notice he will go away, then we'll go upstairs and fix the room, you know, and I'll ensure that we spread everything out.
Okay. If he had guests come over, and they went upstairs after he left his room, would you go upstairs and tidy up, or?
Well, I will greet them, and I'll be sure that who are them, and they will usually give me a list of the people who will go,
mm-hmm.
and I will make them feel comfortable in the kitchen, offering a drink, and then he can, but sometimes he will give me orders that to send these people directly upstairs.
Okay. So, they would go upstairs. First of all, who would give you a list of people who would come?
Sure. She said, well, at that time, so-and-so is coming, that time, so-and-so is coming.
Okay. And then you would make him comfortable in the kitchen, and either he would come down or
exactly.
Sarah would come down.
And at that time, I would go to the staff house, I would step out of the house, and he would take over, you know, he would go to the cabana or the swimming pool or...
Okay. When the guest would leave and Mr. Epstein would come downstairs, would you go upstairs to clean?
No,
no,
with him in the bedroom.
No, no, I'm saying he would come downstairs or...
Oh, yes, yeah, all signals. You know, sometimes we have signs to be, we need to be there, but not to be heard. So we run upstairs and pick up the towels, you know, the bed, the bathroom and everything, because, you know, we have a manual that everything has to be tidy in a certain way, so that's our routine.
Okay. When he was in residence, would there be certain girls coming by to go see him for massages?
Yes. Yes, every day.
Every day?
Yes.
When he would be in residence?
Yes.
Okay.
One in the morning, one in the afternoon. He would take a daily massage.
Twice a day?
Yes.
Okay. Describe these girls to me.
He will have prior to me coming to the house, he will, for some reason, he will pick up from a long list. I guess a lot of people like to do those because they're nice paying jobs. But they're nice people that can, you know, and they will give massage sometimes to him and to his companion. And they were nice in the sense that, you know, I remember one day was slightly, she was starting to get pregnant, but she lived here in Palm Beach Garden, I guess. And she was very nice. I mean, you know, you think these people are, you know, in general, nice people, you know, I cannot say anything.
Okay. Did they appear young to you?
Yes, they were young, you know, that, you know, I never see anybody older than 28 or something like that.
Anybody younger than 18?
It's hard to say that, sir, you know, there were a lot of girls that they were very, very young, but, you know, for me to say they were minors, you know, I've never seen a drug license to them, you know, but
right.
I feel very young, sir.
Do you recall any of the names of the girls?
I have to say, I have some notes that I have a manual that I used to, because I used to call them once in a while. I don't recall it right at this moment, but I know who they are, and they, some they live in town.
In Palm Beach, or?
In some out west.
Okay. Do you remember that girl's name?
I rent a car to her, but I don't, to be honest with you, I don't remember exactly. I
you rent a car for her?
Yeah, I rented, he asked me to rent a car for her. For
you know what kind of car it was?
It was a Dodge Neon.
A Dodge Neon? Color?
I think it was a blue Neon from Dollar Rent a Car.
From Dollar?
Yes.
Okay.
He was my driver license, so I used it.
Right. Did you add that person as an additional driver, or?
Yes.
Is that person was an additional driver?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Was this at the direction of Mr. Epstein, or?
Yes.
Okay. So Mr. Epstein?
Whatever I do, I have to be with the blessing of his.
Right.
Google, you know.
Okay. How long ago was this? Do you remember?
This was on, in January of 2005, or February, close to that, because I have to go back then because it was a rental company. They called me that the rental was expiring, so I need to go and rent for another month. So she rented for another 2 weeks, I think.
Okay. You remember this girl's name?
I know, but I mean, I probably have to sit down and. There's so many, but I it came back to my head.
How many girls would you say came over, different girls?
We've seen in his parents' house, usually four or five.
And no, while he was in residence, he came over to do a massage?
Sometimes as many as 15. But it's hard to say because sometimes I was away, I was supposed to only bounce in on the staff house, and even the chef who came to the staff house, and we were supposed to be there because, you know, they go to the swimming pool, you know, sometimes they expose themselves. So, I mean, you are kind of shy to go and say, you know. So if he called me, I will go in, but, you know, then they will put something on. Something
okay.
Like that.
Okay, so they will go out to the pool.
Yeah.
Would,
well, that, this is the thing that we used to sneak because they are fine or they are okay. Once they leave, you know, it's like we are behind the scenes, necessarily people, you know.
Okay. Who was the chef then?
David. I forgot his last name. He came from New York, worked with them.
Oh, it flies in with
yes.
them?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. When they would come over to do the massage, you say it was twice a day when he was in town, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Yes.
When he would leave the room, would you go upstairs and straighten out?
Yes.
Okay. Did he have his massage table?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, several massage tables.
Okay.
We put them away and we pick up the towels, the small towels, the massage oils, and you know, so.
Okay. Was there anything else that you would have to pick up in the room?
Everything that was on the floor, you know, but what it includes that, you know, it's, well, cleaning the room, sometimes we used to find items that we're supposed to label, where we found them, and everything else. But, you know, when Miss Marshall came to town, she wanted Bill Sizen to be returned, but sometimes she was getting upset because Bill died. So it was kind of a catch-22. We used to keep him in the laundry room for a while, but nobody came, and we used to throw them away.
Okay. When you cleaned the room, was there other things that you would pick up aside from the massage stuff? Was there any, like, sex toys?
No, sir. They were in only one place. I never find them on the floor.
Okay. Would you have to pick those things up when he was done?
No, I never saw one on the floor.
Okay.
They were only one place, and I never see them out of there.
Okay. Any, you know, vibrators, massagers?
Well, he had a lot of vibrators for his body. I presume that they were laying all over the floor. So we took up those, put them in the recharger. And, you know, and like I said, there was a procedure to leave everything in place and, you know, dry, put fresh set of towels. And that was a heavy job, I have to say, because there was a lot of towels. They're drier than ever.
With departure from his employment, was that a good thing?
I was burned out. I was burned out because I was hired to have staff, and I think I was understaffed. And he had me breakfast at 6:30 in the morning, and sometimes he'd call me in the house to fix a meal at 10 p.m. or something like that. So, and the next day used to be, you know, early. And I'm a married man, so my wife was in Miami, so I was looking forward to the days off. And so that's the thing. After 6 months, I began to be burned out. I think is the right description. But I think I served him well, with loyalty, discretion, you know, and we have to sign a confidentiality agreement.
There was an agreement?
Yes, sir. There many pages, so I will say this in front of you because I know you're the law, but we signed that, and I don't know if we have any repercussions for me to talking about this, but I know you were the guy, so you know this.
Okay. Well, also, you're under subpoena, too, so. Were you contacted by anybody from the house after we spoke or before we spoke?
I called him, and I was very curious to see, and I know what I'm getting into, but I was trying to tell him that, you know, there's an investigation, and then he told me, well, you know, what do you know? I said, well, the head of my security department is going to contact you, so I got this gentleman by the name of Bill Riley.
Mm-hmm.
He contacted me, and we spent at least 2 hours in Don Chula's hotel.
Okay.
We spoke this morning, too, but that was my direct link to them. And when I was subpoenaed for today, I tried to contact them, but, you know, they said that they were advised by their attorneys not to talk to anybody. So this is all that the communication I have with him.
Okay. You spoke with Mr. Riley again today?
Yes. Yes. I told him that I was close, and he said it was the building, and that's what I asked him, you know, to say the term. So, and he said, fine, so call me when it can be done. So that was it, very brief.
What is it that he wants you to know? I mean, what is it that he wants to know?
Mr. Epstein wanted to provide me an attorney, and then my wife told me, you don't need an attorney,
right?
Because you haven't done anything wrong, so Mr. Epstein needs an attorney. So that's the reason, you know, I can, you know, and have, you know, I never been in this situation before, so I think my wife had this bright light to say, no, don't take any attorney because you're not hiding anything, and I'm very honest to you.
Okay. What is it that Mr. Riley wanted to know from you?
Why I don't want an attorney, I don't have nothing to hide, you know, so I'm going to be honest, you know, I didn't. What I see is, you know, I'm a working man. You know, I work for another, you know, old man, millionaire, and for a lot of that. And you can check my background, and I've never been in trouble. So I don't want to think that my boss, that I'm doing something that was illegal or something like that.
Okay. You know, you're not compelled to speak with Mr. Riley, if he's a private investigator. You don't have to speak to him if you don't want to. You know, and what we discuss here, I hope that would stay between us.
This
is an ongoing investigation. Mr. Riley wants to know what I'm doing. You know, I'll give you my card. You can call me. Okay. When you spoke with him, you said you spoke with him 2 hours in the hotel. What is it that he wanted to know from you?
Well, he took notes in the cab like that, and he said how long I was in for that. He probably knew what I did over there because he was working for Mr. Epstein, but he asked me, you know, like some questions like you asked me about people who went there and what was my routine, and so he said, what do I think? And I said, I don't know. You know, it's, yeah, then again, he didn't ask me for names, but, you know, he took a lot of notes.
Okay.
At least we spent a good 2 hours there.
When you would go upstairs and clean the bedroom area, you knew that there were some vibrators / massagers, sex toys in the bedroom. Where were they kept?
In front of his bed, man. In front of his bed, there's a dresser that he opened, and he has videos and he has his toys.
Okay. In your opinion, or do you feel that there was more than just a massage going on in the rooms?
We all did. We all did. But he was kept under such a tight security because he would close his shutters. No light in this room, in the second floor. Natural light. And when he left, we opened that and let the whole thing air out. But he was always forced. He told me they needed to be.
How did you get involved with Mr. Epstein? How did you know about
it? I had two friends. I was born in Bolivia, South America, and I have two friends of mine that they were working for the Leon Blacks in New York. And Mr. Epstein, it looked like he had a couple of Filipinos that they stole from him in the past. And so he was looking for a very, you know, people like me, you know, he can rely, you know, because we used to keep a lot of cash in the house. There were guns.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was the only one opening and closing the safe because even his master told me, gave me 10,000 from the safe. He gave me this that you open. I mean, you know, that was another thing. But he never lost. Yeah. I never lost a penny, but I was in charge of that. They didn't want to go in and open the safe. He said, you give me the money. And so I was referred by the Leon Blacks. They gave a recommendation for me to be employed in the safe.
Okay.
Is there
any relation to the Black out of Miami?
He owns a company called Apollo, I think. It's a compound, it's a huge house in Bedford Hills, New York.
Okay.
That's how I came aboard.
Miss Maxwell, is that his?
Miss Maxwell has been with him for 14 years at the end of marriage. And so sometimes he will have to go to another bedroom when something was going on there. I never understood that relationship, but you know.
Like when there was a massage some girl was over.
Yeah, she will take a second place.
Okay.
And somehow they have an agreement, they respect. And, you know, they make, I have to say that, talking to my heart, you know, they make a beautiful couple. We always, you know, we try to say Merry Christmas and that. But they always have the separation of things, you know, so it's hard to understand.
When you said that she would become upset when things were moved, what kind of things were moved?
Lingerie, you know, intimate here from the girls.
Stuff that the girls would leave there?
Yeah, under the bed, or, you know, because we have to clean and we have to turn everything we found. Everything they want and zip up back with the date and the, because the rooms, they have colors, which is the yellow room or the white room or the dark room, pink room. And so we label those. And
so these are like either panties or yeah,
exactly.
Bras, that type of thing.
So most of the time those, because they're small. You know, so.
But who wanted to hold on to them?
He doesn't mean manual, sir. I don't know, but you know, we're supposed to turn everything in. Somebody wrote a manual.
Who'd you turn it into?
We put it in the laundry room, but sometimes they were so busy, and that was, they came to a second, and they stayed there for a week. But we mentioned that we found something that we knew that was going to upset her. So sometimes we don't mention that. But they were there. If you ask, what did you find? They were there.
But you were turning to Miss Maxwell or
Miss Maxwell? No, he didn't want to see those things.
Okay.
Miss Maxwell.
Okay. Was there ever any men masseuses that came to give him massages?
No, sir. No, I can never see them. No.
Okay. Did Mr. Riley or Mr. Epstein promise you anything or offer you any gifts in exchange not to speak to me?
No, sir.
Have they offered you anything? All right.
And during your 6 months, these, so approximately 15 girls, how many times would you say you saw them?
Well, yeah, I greeted them, you know, because when the phone was ringing, I was supposed to answer the phone on the door. So I saw them, you know, and it's mind-boggling because it's so many names I have to remember, and they're in rotation. So they traveled with him, and some they came back, you know, sometimes, you know, I have to, he will tell me, Alfredo, you should go to Ward Avenue, I'll carry my checkbook and buy them stuff in Ward Avenue for them. Or I'll rent a plane for 2 hours, make them happy, you know.
And they will go on trips?
They will go on trips, yeah. He owns an island in San Thomas. He owns a house in France. The biggest house in Manhattan. The biggest ranch in New Mexico, in Palm Beach.
Okay. Did any of these girls ever fly with him to New York or anywhere else?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. Was it the girl that you rented a car for?
She went to New York, I think, or the island, but I'm not sure, but yeah, she went to.
Okay. Any other girl that you can think of might have gone on trips with him?
Well, all of them did. You know, they came actually. Larry Bisoski, the chief pilot, he would call me from the plane, and he said, I needed two people on two Mercedes waiting in jet aviation. And so I can tell the jet was there next to Donald Trump. So we arranged it. I mean, he would go into one Mercedes, he would drive himself with three girls, and he go, and I would lost him because usually I was supposed to follow him, but he would go someplace. And I'll follow with the rest of the girls and the baggage, and we had a car. And I would sometimes I'll need some help with the jet aviation guys who will drive me to the bondage. But I didn't know how many were coming because that was another thing. I need to prepare the meals, have flowers in the house. You know, so you never know because sometimes when the chef wouldn't come, I need to double as a chef slash butler. So
you were like a man of many hats.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I was a driver, a security. And I have to say this, I went to the police department one time because I was by myself, and he will give cash just to this girl, but I came back from Publix, and I found no car in the driveway. And sometimes we used to keep the gate open because it has a sensor. Not bad, or we leave it open. So I found this car, and I was walking inside, saying, hello, hello. I found this girl, very young, with an older boyfriend, but the appearance was scaring me. I just drove off the street straight to the police department. And then he got upset why I went to the police department. But I was, again, for the security, because these girls know I was supposed to be carrying $2,000 in my pocket at all times to take taxi drivers. Girls and everything else. Why they look at me like an ATM machine, basically. And
how much would you give them when they will come by for a tip?
400, 500, 600, 1,000. That's massage. I would tell me the amount.
Would Mr. Epstein pay them personally for the massage, or would you pay them for the?
I would pay them.
You would pay them.
Yes. Or Sarah.
Or Sarah.
I didn't have any cash in the weekend. Sarah would have. Or they told me get into the safe and get, you know, that was my petty cash per se, because we were supposed to have also money in the Mercedes, all the cars they have $200.
Okay.
So then, when he told me that, you know, when he left, he said, they just killed. That instance, they bring us in a collision course, and that's when he got upset with me because I went to the police, because the police knew that they were not masseuse, you know, it was something else.
Okay. Did you feel that they were masseuses?
No. Some they were, and some they weren't.
Okay. Out of the 15 people that you saw during your six months, how many of those would you say were not masseuses?
The majority.
The majority?
The majority. Because, yeah.
Did you ever see any money in exchange for massages?
No. He would tell me get the money, but then I would get out of the house and I'll find the empty envelope on the floor, you know, with no money.
Okay. So in essence, Mr. Epstein or his assistant would pay them,
exactly.
Because you would leave the house, right?
Exactly, that's exactly true.
Okay. So you would give him the cash, but he would actually be the one to pay him.
I would pay some of them, because I would tell him he was shopping or doing something, and she would say, I give this to Susan or her next name, to 300, 500, 600. And so I make envelopes. But majority of the time I'll give them the cash and they will distribute the money. That's how. He will never touch the money most of the time. You know, so. Well, I have to say this. I don't know if I went to high school for taking flowers for a girl. But I feel I have two daughters myself. And at that time, it doesn't look bad, you know, that sense. I know what he's getting into. I have a friend who works in a jewelry in Worth Avenue, and she said, that's where my daughter goes. So I took a bunch of roses, but then I realized that she was probably very young. And she was in the house.
And she provided him with roses?
And I don't know what that she did, but she spent hours in the house. So most of the time, they went to have a sauna, they're next to the bathroom, they're next to the master bedroom, and they would, sometimes I would go and knock on the door, and nobody answered that, and then I found these two young girls. Naked with earphones or something. So I just, like they run the devil up and I get out of the house and I told everybody don't go up there and tell, you know, we have to make them leave their left. So
you've taken flowers. Have you taken anything else to the high school? Which high school was that again?
I do remember her, but I don't have the name with me right now. There was it like end of the year, they make it's like a play. You know, and when they finish out, they're supposed to say, this is from Jeffrey, thank you, congratulations, and leave, you know, but a bunch of their friends, they came to me and said, who I am, because that's why I'm like Mercedes, you know, and this and that, you know, so that was one instance that I feel awkward because, man, again, I'm the father of two girls.
And he knew that this girl was going to...
I don't think he did. I was given the address by buy some flowers from here in place in Clematis, distinctive flowers, I think it was a small shop, so I used to buy the flowers from. So I went over there, but you know.
Did you deliver anything else to the school other than the flowers?
No, that was the only time I went.
He has another friend slash assistant by name.
Yeah.
That ring a bell, Leo?
Oh, yeah.
What is she to him?
In raw words, her is then the girlfriend of his shift to be his girlfriend. Because he's like a, he will do special things for her, travel only with her. Sometimes in the spring 27, and so she was a special attention, and she was very, very sweet, very nice, very young. By the time when I finished my employment, that was the girlfriend that she took the place of all the others.
Well, she would have, obviously, she would sleep with him in his room and everything.
Well, sometimes he would go to, because we pick up his bathrobe in her room. In her bedroom, you know, so it's something obvious. And I don't know what happened to her, but I mean, she was very sweet, very nice. And,
did you ever see Nadia with any of the masseuses?
No, because when the massage was going on, there was everything in the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
I never see them, you know, how they were done or...
Okay. You have this stuff written down in a book? You said in a manual?
Yes, I have some of the names here. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it possible that you can provide me with that book?
Yes, sir.
Do you have it with you now?
No, I have it down in Miami, in my house, yes.
Okay. I would definitely would like to take a look at that book.
I have to say this, you know,
this would help me.
I had a hint that this investigation was something about that, but I have to say also that this friend of mine that works in a Crossman, this is a jewelry store, it's a long-time friend of mine, and he was upset also on the fact that I believe the flowers, he said to not say anything because they can take action against you. And I want to put this on the record because, you know, they are so powerful that they can make my job disappear or, for that matter, something go wrong. So, I'm beginning to be on the afraid. I'm a grown-up man, but, you know, I just... You are afraid to these people because we are always being little people to them. And that's the difference between them, you know, Mr. Erskine and myself. So I just want to say that I want to cooperate with everything, but, you know, I hope this doesn't transpire for me.
Okay, because first of all, let me just alleviate your fears. You are not a suspect. I am not looking at to put any charges on you whatsoever, okay? At this point, you're just a witness to me, and that's why I just wanted to speak to you, okay? You're not a suspect. You're not in any trouble, okay? As far as Mr. Epstein being powerful, he's just a man. He puts on his pants just like you and me, okay? The fact that his checkbook is a little fatter than ours, that's how it goes. That doesn't mean that he's above the law, okay? And that's the extent of it. He is not a brain surgeon, as he told people. He's a money man, that's it. He takes money and invests money, and he makes money doing it, that's it. That's the extent of it, man. All right, so you shouldn't fear him. That's basically it. He's just a man, just like you and me.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't take actions against me because, you know what, I don't know if I can give you some names, all this. I have a book, sir, that he used to keep for all his properties and very important people in Washington. But anyway, in this book is the masseur that he prefers in each town he visits, so you probably you can contact these people.
That's what I'd be very interested in. I'm going to give you my card. I left one on your door when I went down there.
Yes, I saw that.
But
my wife got scared when I said, something happened.
And I tried to explain to your wife, and I told her the same thing, you're not in any trouble whatsoever. I did want to talk to you. Do you feel that you have to call the investigator? Did they tell you have to call them?
She told me, if you please call me back, you know. But, you know, now that we spoke and I have all this fear that I thought I knew it. No, I didn't know. I wasn't sure exactly of the investigation, sir, so I don't think we have to call him.
You don't have to call him. You're under no obligation to call him, okay? You don't have to speak to them. If they come knocking on your door, you can just say, look, I don't want to speak to you. Get off my property. And call me. If you like, call me and I'll tell him. Hey, he doesn't want to speak to you. That's it. I don't want you to feel that you have to call him. Obviously, what we discuss stays between us. I'd like to take a look at that book. I'd be willing to drive down to Miami, take a look at it, and give it right back to you.
I used to keep the receipts from these rental companies, but, you know, in London, sometimes I throw them away, but I'm pretty sure they have it for them because of my drug life.
Right.
And also my signature on the checks. Lantan Airport, in the plane, and the store that I went to, and
what other stores did you go to? I mean, were they with you when you went to the store?
Usually, he will go drive around because he will stay in the car. He is the person that can like to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So he will send somebody what he like, you know, and then tell Alfredo to buy for you. So I'll go in Aero Benito, Ralph Lauren, all the famous shopping.
Okay. Did you have to buy them negligees or undergarments?
No, with me. I think Sarah would buy something like that.
Sarah's the one who would buy stuff like that? Okay. Jewelry?
No, well, iPods, something like that, you know, that young people like computers.
The girl you brought the flowers for, was it the same girl that you rented the car for?
Yes.
have my card. Let me, actually, you know what? I'm going to give you my cell phone as well, okay? It's on 24/7. That's my cell phone. It's on 24 hours a day. You can call me anytime you want. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and conclude the statement. I'm talking about my watch. Hold on. I have 1:18 p.m.